USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is hearing plans for Merck to help manufacture Johnson & Johnson's new coronavirus vaccine. Biden hosting a White House event says he expects enough vaccines to be available for all adult Americans by the end of May. Texas is lifting its mask mandate.
Governor Greg Abbott made the announcement Tuesday from a restaurant in Lubbock, claiming that too many Texans have been sidelined from opportunity. Texas is dropping its COVID-19 restrictions on businesses and ending its statewide mask mandate. All businesses of any type can reopen at full capacity as of next Wednesday, March 10th. This statewide mask mandate first went into effect back in July. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Mississippi following suit as well. For them, the mask mandate is over starting tomorrow. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A man convicted of killing at least 7 women was found dead in his cell.
A California serial killer known as the I-5 Strangler in the 1970s and 1980s has been killed in his cell at Mule Creek State Prison, southeast of Sacramento, California, shortly after midnight Sunday. 81-year-old Roger Reese Kibb died at the prison where he was serving multiple life sentences, being convicted of 7 murders. Police officials say they're investigating his death as a homicide. His only cellmate, Jason Boudreau, was found standing next to the body and is serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole or a first-degree murder charge in Riverside, California. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate Finance Committee is set to vote Wednesday on the nomination of Javier Becerra for Secretary of Health and Human Services. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daine says he's a definite no. He says opposition to Becerra among Republicans is growing and a full Senate vote on Becerra is going to be close. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says everyone in the White House was shocked at the violence taking place inside the Capitol on January 6th.
It was disbelief, shock, somber, sad, horrified by the violence, and it was a very hard, difficult day in the White House.
McEnany telling Fox News she expected the rally that day to support former President Trump would go just like the dozens she had attended before, peacefully. As we prepare for March Madness, news is out regarding the location of a tournament.
With the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament being moved to a single location, another postseason tournament is following suit. The National Invitation Tournament announced Monday that it will hold its entire event in the Dallas-Fort Worth area when it begins later this month. The tournament will also downsize its field, shrinking to 16 teams from the usual 32. The semifinals and championship game have traditionally been held at Madison Square Garden in New York City. First held in 1938, the NIT has more recently become associated as the postseason tournament for teams that didn't make the NCAA field. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says President Biden's nomination for budget director has been withdrawn.
I just found out about it late yesterday, but evidently the White House has pulled her nomination because it didn't have enough support to get passed.
Grassley making those comments on an Iowa radio station. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.